Hello?
Hey, happy May 24th, 2021. Getting back in the studio, dropping a little podcast for you. I'm going to talk about too much.
Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys. And
maybe
he
that guy.
Outside, the great murders, three guys in straight race.
A little bit of dead taxes. Federal Reserve voting, police reform. Pretty quick, though. Hey, did you know that the national debt is now $28,325,577,000,000 and some change? Oh my goodness. And did you know that our GDP debt to GDP ratio is 127.88%? That's not good. In 2000, it was 57.84. In 1980, it was 34.59. And in 1960, it was 52.86. We need to get our debt to GDP ratio down. We got Medicare coming in at $1.3 trillion, Social Security, $1.121 trillion, defense, $726 billion, and the interest on the debt, $399,334,249,000. So we got a lot of interest going out, and you know, that's a lot of our tax dollars going to interest that we need to get our butts back into getting in our pockets. We have to start dealing with these people who made 30, 40 year careers. They just keep stealing our money, and they don't have any repercussions. They just continue to get promoted into a higher level of, you know, crazy theft. And right now we have our Social Security liability is $21,222,702,000,000 and some change. So Medicare liability, $32,918,000,000. The U.S. funded liabilities right now is $148,055,593,000,000. Oh, this is making me just sad. So the liability per citizen on that is a whopping $44,406. And assets per citizen allegedly is $487,000. But I don't think that, I mean, there's a lot of people up at the top hoarding that. But when you think about all our taxes that are going around the world and going to fund all of these pet projects and they create these crises with these banks and putting this debt up, and then it's just a game, and we got to stop letting them play a shell game with our money and just get rid of these politicians and fix the debt. Stop spending more money than we have. We have to balance the checkbook. It is really literally that simple. Stop voting for career politicians. Vote for people in your neighborhood. Send them to Congress. Oh, that guy's solid, man. Takes care of everybody. Is not like a bigot about anybody. He'll go up there and like represent the whole neighborhood. Let's send that guy up to be our representative. That's how it's supposed to be. That's our power. Other countries don't have that, and we're like out marching and trying to destroy that in the name of whatever virtue that we need to signal for the day. I am more than happy, I've said it in other podcasts, to get at anything that we need to deal with and straighten out and hold accountable. I think accountability is the issue, and that's why I'm talking about voting. Hold your mayors and your city councilmen who put police policies in place that have caused people to be pissed off. Get rid of those people and put people in, not who break the law and let people get away with stuff, but like we have to start talking to his citizens, just as we're on it, what kind of laws are we going to have and not have? That we're going to, are we going to be having people jammed up for a turn signal and a brake light? How far and how deep? How much of a danger are they? What's a crime? What's a victimless crime? These are conversations we, the people who have the power, have to take it. The system isn't broken. We, the owners, the power brokers, the real people who own the power, we're just too busy letting them divide us up. All they have to do is convince the pitchfork people that the pitchfork people want to take the torches from the torch people, and convince the torch people that the pitchfork people, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? And they don't have to defeat us. They just have to get us to defeat each other. And then they just keep, you know, the 1% of the 1%, the Bernie Sanders folks are pissed at the same people that the Trump people were pissed off at, that the Democrats are pissed off at, that the independents are pissed off at. It's the system that everybody keeps talking about. But we are the problem with the system because we have the power and we have allowed a media to herd us along with corporate money, and we have to stop. We have to stop, and we have to take it local to, up to the federal. Start local, up to the federal. Clean house, America. Clean house. That's how you get police reform. That's how you get your taxes back. That's how you get the debt gone. That's how you balance the budget. That's how you create more jobs. That's how you get things moving and shaking and getting people looking to America. That we, it's a shame that we had such a good economy going. We let it get destroyed. I don't want to hear about the corona nonsense right now. We could have been back up and running a little bit quicker. And we should be moving forward. And right now, full steam ahead, people getting back to work. Stop writing checks. Stop bloating our budget. Stop making inflation happen. Let's pay this debt off. Let's get out of debt. Let's get moving. Stop talking about we're going to build infrastructure. And no, do not waste our money. Do not waste our money, you know.
I think it's great.
No, I don't. No. It's not great. There's nothing great about it.
You've lost your way, brother.
Right. All right. I feel it. Like, we had a good economy going. We should have been paying the debt down. That's what you do. That's what a responsible person does. But we were too busy talking about Russia and Ukraine and all these fantasy things. And voting was not an issue until all of a sudden there was like a bunch of discrepancies that no court would look at the evidence. And then poof, there's no discrepancies and voting doesn't matter. So even though we talked about voting for the entire 4 years that Donald Trump was president, it did not matter now that the election is over and Biden was president. So whatever. Cool, man. We're there. We're playing along. That's where we're at. All good in the hood, man. No worries. But the problem with that is he's kind of not doing too good cognitively. And, you know, what I find hilarious is that people are not wanting to put that out there because nobody likes Kamala Harris. They know how wicked and evil she is. That woman would tell evidence from people so that they, couldn't get out of jail and stuff. I think they were on death row, but I have to look that up, so don't quote me on that right now as a fact. But it was, they were definitely in jail. She was the one that was coming after parents. And, it's just a very interesting story that, they'd rather do elder abuse and just ignore Joe Biden is just kind of running somebody's running him, but it's just really bad. And at some point we've got to get in and deal with that situation, but nobody wants to pull the trigger because it's Kamala waiting in the wings, Kamala Harris. And nobody wants that, but we got to get this police reform. I'm kind of annoyed. People are losing their affinity for it right now, and I've been had a heavy hunger for it for my entire life. I grew up in some neighborhoods where I'm not down on the cops, but they need to understand a perspective too, and how to talk to people, and then people need to understand the perspective of how people talk to the cops. And yes, they need to do their part, but then people need to also not be like talking to cops like that too. That we need to have a mutual respect type of situation going on because we're all equal citizens. You shouldn't be out disturbing the peace and talking crap, but you can be disagreeable and not end up having to go to jail or get shot or, and not be told, oh, now here, sit over here. And you say, oh, man, I don't want to sit down over there. I'll lean up over here. I'm not doing nothing. And you're under arrest for resisting arrest. Like, whoa, hey, hold on. That's like, how do we flip from 0 to 100? There are just situations like that that happen that, that's a discussion because you might hear that and go, no, that's fine. You just should have shut up and listened to the cop. No, that's a discussion that needs to be had. How many people feel like that in these days? How many don't? This is a society. And there's some people who will say, look, I don't like how this is, and they move. Some people say, I'm going to just stay here and try to, keep talking this out, but I'm one of those people that want to talk it out. I'm one of those people who want to see our debt go down, and I want to see our communication just increase in our neighborhoods to a point to where we were just getting along swimmingly. And, you know, people aren't like wanting to destroy America, because I believe we're at a point now where equality is possible for everyone and is here for everyone and available to everyone. We are actually at that. The numbers are not reflecting that to the satisfaction of some people. But I think there are other differing factors for why numbers are the way they are. They want to manufacture a desire in people to do a certain lifestyle. Even, and I'm talking about going to college, because not everybody used to go to college. It used to be a very small percentage. They're trying to push it now that everybody must go to college. Everybody must go and get indoctrinated with this stuff that we're trying to shove down your throats. And I go to school. I'm getting an education. I'm taking some business classes right now. It's all good. I in the hood, I understand, but part of my whole thing right now is I'm having to like answer questions incorrectly so that I can get the answer correct on the test, and I don't like to have to do that, but you know, that's the reality, because you got to get an A, and you got to know what you're getting into and who you're dealing with. But there's a lot of interesting things in business right now that they're teaching that are just not good, sound business practices. It's a lot of stuff that I'll probably do a whole podcast on it when I get after I get my degree, but because I don't want to jinx it. But yeah, man, get out there, talk to your neighbors, whether you disagree with them. If you disagree with them, have some civil intercourse with them, because that's what we need. We need some civil intercourse, people. Get out there, talk to your neighbors, have some civil intercourse, and, you know, take care of each other. And enjoy this goof that we made for you on the way out. Have a great one. Peace. Like it. Love it. Whatever you need to do, whatever media you're on. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for joining Civil Intercourse.
Hello? And those poor people who have lost, anyway.
Look, when I was a kid, I inhaled frequently.
Maybe they're looking at that big butt of yours.
And those poor people who have lost,
I inhaled.
During my service in the United States Congress, I took the initiative in creating the Internet.
Bullshit.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping
on my
lap.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
And I've loved kids
all men and women created by
kids jumping on my lap.
Go, you know the thing. I'm created by it. Go, you know the thing. You know the thing.
Maybe they're looking at that big butt of yours.
Dovayai, no provayai. Trust, but verify.
So if we all believe in individual liberty, and we all believe in these rules of democracy, what is our modern argument about?
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Our government is too big, and it spends too much.
We can meet our destiny to build a land here that will be for all mankind a shining city on a hill.